UK regulator flags Hyperliquid as US clears crypto perps. Britain's Financial Conduct Authority added Hyperliquid to its public warning list of unauthorized firms on May 21, 2026, naming the protocol, the Hyper Foundation, its app, and its social channels. The regulator said the entities may be providing or promoting financial services or products without authorization and told consumers to avoid dealing with the platform. The warning, flagged in a Decrypt report published June 5, lands at an awkward moment for the perpetual futures market. 2 days after the FCA notice, the U.S. Commodity Futures Trading Commission approved Kalshi to offer Bitcoin perpetual futures. One regulator told its public to stay away from the product category. Another waved a version of it through. That gap is the story. Two regulators, one product, opposite calls. An FCA warning list entry is not a fine or court order. It is a consumer notice that a firm appears to be operating in the UK without the required permissions, and it carries a clear instruction: do not engage. For a decentralized venue with no UK license and no obvious entity to fine, the warning is the main tool the regulator has. The CFTC's move runs the other way. By clearing Kalshi for Bitcoin perpetuals, US regulators signaled that the instrument itself can sit inside a supervised framework. Perpetual futures, contracts with no expiry that track spot prices through funding payments, were long treated as offshore retail products. They are now moving toward regulated US venues at the same time the UK is fencing them off from retail. The split matters because perps are no longer a niche. They have become a primary site of price discovery in crypto, which means the rules around them increasingly shape the wider market, not just the traders using them. The numbers behind the scrutiny: Hyperliquid is one of the largest decentralized perpetual futures venues, and its growth is part of why regulators are paying attention. The platform generated $255 million in year-to-date revenue by May 20, 2026, and its HYPE token rose 101% over the same stretch, per Decrypt. Those figures describe a venue operating at the scale of a major exchange while sitting outside the licensing regimes that govern its centralized peers. The concerns experts raised center on plumbing rather than headlines. Whether liquidation engines, margin rules, and market surveillance can hold up when prices move fast, that question is not academic this week. As of June 5, 2026, Bitcoin trades near 61,950 NVNRs, down 2.5% on the day and roughly 15% over 7 days, while Ether sits around 1,666 NVNRs, off 6.1%. The Fear and Greed Index reads 17, or extreme fear. Sharp drawdowns are exactly the conditions under which leverage perps cascade, and they are the conditions regulators point to when they question whether these systems can absorb stress. A widening institutional argument. The regulatory divergence is feeding a louder debate among traditional finance players. CME Group Chief Executive Terry Duffy called crypto perps a disaster waiting to happen as U.S. regulators move to approve similar products. At the same time, the parent of the New York Stock Exchange, Intercontinental Exchange, is studying Hyperliquid's model and asking why established venues cannot offer something comparable. Both reactions point to the same shift. A product built on offshore, often anonymous infrastructure is now influential enough that the largest regulated exchanges feel they must either warn against it or copy it. The FCA and CFTC sit on opposite sides of that line. For users who spend from self-custody options or otherwise keep funds outside centralized intermediaries, the Hyperliquid case is a reminder that decentralization does not place a platform beyond a regulator's reach. The FCA cannot easily seize a protocol's assets, but it can publish a warning, restrict promotion, and pressure the on-ramps that connect users to it. For traders in the United Kingdom specifically, the notice is a direct signal about access and recourse.